1 o'clock, I'm Jackie McDonald, live in Rome outside the Colosseum, where United fans are hoping history will be made tonight.
Can't wait for the match. Can't wait.
As you can hear, there's hundreds of United and Barcelona supporters here filling the ancient streets of Rome. And as temperatures rise in the afternoon sun, so does the anticipation of just hours to go now until the Champions League final.
A fantastic atmosphere. Everyone should do this once in a lifetime. Just can't wait now. It's going to be a long day until the game, because it's later over here. Watch the game, then celebrate afterwards.
I thought it might be a bit violent, but no, it's been good. We're shouting at Barca fans and they're shouting back at us. It's been good fun.
The banners are waving and the sound of chanting can be heard all around this historic landmark. A great atmosphere here, but there's already been some trouble. A 54-year-old man stabbed in the leg in the early hours of this morning as he walked back to his hotel from the Vatican. The Foreign Office and police say they're looking into the incident. Superintendent John Graves from Greater Manchester Police is out here in Rome with the latest.
At this moment, we're looking into the possibilities of there being some form of incident.
That day, I'll never forget that day. It started at about 6 o'clock in the morning and I got up as normal and I was making breakfast in the kitchen and one of the children came through to say that there was somebody at the door. There wasn't just one person at the door, there were lots of people at the door. On opening the door, they came in, almost barged in really, pushing me backwards down the hall, sat me down. After about a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, the police officer then came back to me to say that as a result of what my husband had said, I was no longer under arrest. He was allowed to come and say goodbye to the children. And then he disappeared and I never saw him again. I've not seen him from that day to this.
I mean, the officers come in, you had no idea what was going on. What was going through your mind?
It's really, really difficult. There were so many things going through my mind. I thought, you know, my first thought is this must be all some mistake. You know, this really can't be real. They must have got him mixed up with somebody else. I couldn't, in my wildest dreams, imagine that it was anything to do with indecent images on the computer. I thought perhaps he'd been defrauding his company or something. I just could not take it in.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jackie McDonald at Manchester Central, where the results for Manchester's congestion charge are just about to be released. Crucially, if four councils vote no, then we won't be paying to drive in and around Manchester, and the scheme is effectively dead in the water.
So three no's so far. Don't forget we need four no's, and then this scheme is over. The number of yes votes in Oldham, 17,571, and no votes in Oldham, that's 68,884 people voting no. So a landslide, just an absolute landslide for the no. Susan Williams, who's the leader of Trafford Council, you're live on Q103. Your reaction?
Well, it's been a fantastic day for democracy. It's been an extremely decisive result.
11 members of the notorious Gooch Gang are due to be sentenced for a catalogue of crimes, including murder. Our reporter Jackie McDonald's been given exclusive access to the police patrolling Manchester's gang hotspots.
It's around 10:30 at night and I'm in an unmarked police car with DC Rod Carter. He's been patrolling the streets of Moss Side and Longsight for 13 years, areas known for their cold-blooded shootings and stabbings. We drive to Frobisher Close in Longsight. It was here a funeral wake was being held for a murder victim. Rival gangs turned up and opened fire into a crowd of men, women and children.
Tyrone was close to the top of the close. The cars have stopped here, the shots have been discharged from three firearms. Tyrone has been hit and he's run down the passageway and the close was full of people at the time.
DC Carter runs through a who's who in this world of hard drugs and sawn-off shotguns and just how dangerous they are.
The level this group of individuals were prepared to go to is unheard of even within the gang scene. The actual principle of attacking a funeral, it's never happened before.
It's been no coincidence the number of shootings have dropped dramatically since the members of this gang were detained. The hope now is that the relative peace continues.
The gang scene is always present, but hopefully any potential individuals who could become the next Colin Joyce or Lee Amos will be identified at an early stage. Steps will be able to be taken to ensure that they don't become the gang leaders that those two were.
They think like what they do is something good. But to me, it's like a hole that leaps inside of me every day. They don't know what I'm going through. But I'm saying the behind bar, they can come out. My son is gone. I just can go down by the grave and talk to him. And I'm there hugging up the headstone and talking to him and just crying. But they're still alive. My son is gone.
Keisha, similar questions. What you've just heard me ask Vivian, how difficult has it been for all of you?
I don't think you can put into words how it's been for us, because it'd be an understatement. It's been nearly 2 years. It's been a drawn-out trial, to say the least. And to see their faces every single day, and the fact that they're laughing and joking like it isn't a serious matter, just makes me sick.
It was that thing, wasn't it? They just did not seem to care at all, did they?
No. Not one little bit.
Memorial services are taking place at Old Trafford and at the scene of the tragedy. Our reporters Jackie Finnegan and Matt Haslam will be there.
Well, I'm standing on the site where exactly 50 years ago a plane carrying Manchester United players, staff and journalists crashed, killing 23 people. It was snowing then and the plane had stopped to refuel. The players were in high spirits after getting through to the European Cup semi-finals after playing Red Star Belgrade. The pilots tried to take off twice, unsuccessfully. By the third attempt, player Bill Foulkes knew something wasn't right.
I was very uncomfortable. I had a feeling that there was something not quite right, that's all. Whether it was a premonition, I don't know.
The plane set off but overshot the runway, crashed into a house and burst into flames. What is now a field and row of houses was a scene of devastation. The plane split into two, killing 21 people instantly. Two others later died in hospital.
Q103's Jackie Finnegan's in the thick of the protest.
Yeah, I'm stood in the middle of around 800 teachers. All are in Albert Square this lunchtime, rather than the classroom, because for the first time in 21 years, they're on strike.
The government have excluded us from any pay negotiations. We can't negotiate over pay, so they've left us with very little option but to strike.
It is causing disruption, but obviously we haven't taken this decision lightly.
There comes a point where you have to say this is enough. Teachers have to be recognised for the hard work that they do.
As you can hear, they're chanting to get their message across to the government that they deserve a better pay. Some are even here with their own children who are off because of the hundreds of schools that are closed across Greater Manchester.
Danny Boyle says he's overwhelmed by his success as he returned home to a hero's welcome. Our reporter Jackie McDonald was there.
Regulars here say they've never seen anything like it. Camera crews and reporters descended on St Mary's Social Club as Danny arrived, armed with a very shiny Oscar.
I mean, you expect it at the red carpet in LA, but not outside Ratcliffe Club, no. It's amazing.
The success of Slumdog Millionaire hasn't just raised awareness of the slums in India, but has put Radcliffe on the map too, and Danny says his roots here are very important to him.
It was very nice. It's lovely. People are very proud. But it's also, it's a nice moment, you know, and people have their lives to get on with, and, you know, and they've put it in its place, and which is where it deserves to be, you know. Like they say to you when you walk in, oh, the bloody hell did somebody like you win a BAFTA or win an Oscar and something like that, and that's exactly what you need to hear.